Hallo.
Oh, I get one? This is the best part of the job.
I know.
So, okay, first start with the award. You won an award recently.
A couple.
Talk about it.
Sure.
What'd you win?
The Cigar Trophy Award. And this one actually wins a 21 for the top 25 in Cigar Journal.
Beautiful.
Last year.
So one of them was for cigars that are produced outside of the Dominican and Nicaragua, correct?
Yeah. This one is DR and Mexico. The other winner, it's all in puro, Mexican puro, and we produce in Nicaragua. Mexico.
This is so fun. Do you love your job?
I love my job.
You get to serve friends tequila and delicious cigars.
I know.
That's so good. Now tell me what I'm smoking.
You're smoking La Coronela. La Coronela is made with an amazing Habano Ecuador for grapper.
This is so beautiful.
The binder, it's Brazilian Arapiraca. And the filler, it's Mexico with Dominican Republic tobaccos.
Outstanding.
And the format, it's 58 by 5.5 inch.
I first met your team.
Yeah.
2 years ago? Was 2 years the launch? Or
the
three?
The launch was in 2021.
Okay,
our
so three.
First PCA with just one cigar.
So this is the beginning of your fourth year?
Yeah.
How's it been?
So far, so well.
Oh, this is lovely.
Thank you.
How do you describe the cigar?
Well, in my opinion, it's complex, but elegant, with the Dominican tobaccos and the deep flavors and deep aromas is from the Negro San Andres inside in the filler. So you can get sweetness, a stable, hints of hay, dark cacao, and the last part of the mouth. So it's very interesting cigar. It's very transitional.
Oh, it is.
And it's a lot of flavors.
Yeah,
but
it's
the
a
aroma,
very rich.
It's beautiful. Actually, for this cigar, I prefer the aroma for the taste, but it's beautiful aroma.
Well, and it's there's a subtle floral, right? Is that right? Yeah, it's really beautiful. So how's the process of starting a new cigar company?
Wow, it's hard. It's hard. For us, we work a complete 1 year in the table between Jamie Search and I to talk about the cigars, about the name, about the colors, about the proper logotype and the inspiration, because all the time I talk about we need to share Mexico, because Mexico has an amazing tobacco, not just for grappers. I know, we have an amazing wrapper, fabulous wrappers for Negro San Andres, but we produce an amazing tobacco for the fillers. So we need to share that. And I'm from Jalisco, the land of tequila and mariachi. So I need to share the both. So we don't produce tequila, but I'm looking for the best companion for our cigars. And well, sometimes I make and the beginning the cigar, and after we find the name and the other and other things and the storytelling. But another time I'm inspired in one element, and from that I develop and I design the cigar and the blend to tell a story. So we share Mexico between the names, between the storytelling, between the flavors and the aromas.
And it's the home of, from the same home as mariachi and tequila. Sharing Mexico. That's really a wonderful theme behind your craft. And it is delicious.
Great.
It is delicious. What's in this box? You brought so many wonderful things for show and tell today.
Yes. Well, right now we have three lines of our premium shelf. It's Revolutionary Edition, Mexican Puros, Cabri Edition, Blends Nicaragua and Mexico, and Soldadera Edition, Blends Dominican Republic and Mexico. It's our premium line. I use special tobaccos with a few years in age before we rolled. For example, the Negro San Andres has 5 years age before we rolled. The Arapiraca has 6 years before we rolled. And after the rolling process, I put in resting for 6 to 8 months each cigar. So it's very, very specific work in that cigars. And right now in this show, we present Mexigars. We made a special blend between Mexico and cigars, and I made Mexigars. And my inspiration for that cigar is a proper traditional cuisine in Mexico. You know, when you come to a home for Mexicans, you can feel the aromas for the kitchen. So my inspiration is the proper flavors for the Mexican food. From the chile, chocolate, spices, nuts, and a lot of different elements, but you need to recognize that elements. So it's made with just all the Mexican tobaccos, but different. I play with different seeds. For example, Habano, growing in Mexico, Negro San Andres, of course, and Sumatra, and another kind of tobaccos. And I made that cigars very affordable. It's like our entrance line.
Okay.
Yeah. It's more cheap than the premium line, but it's very great flavor, a lot of aromas, a lot of sensations. So it's very interesting.
So how is it going well as far as getting people to try the cigars? Because my expectation is it's very similar to Boveda's challenge. Once we get Boveda into a person's hands and they experience it, they get it. Same thing with these cigars. I am less than 3/4 of an inch into this cigar, and it is lovely. I mean, it's really a beautiful stick.
Thank you.
Tastes great. So how do you get people to try it? Have you been doing a lot of events? Have you been showing up at a lot of stores and spending time with people and getting them to actually smoke the cigar?
Actually, yes. I love to share Mexico with all the cigar aficionados, all the professionals, with everybody. Because we need to try to take three principal columns in Casa 1910 brand. The first is Mexico inspiration, Mexican Revolution. For example, Soldadera, actually La Coronela, she was the first female colonel legally in Mexico after the revolution. But she fights in the Zapata's army. So every cigar from us, it's a small tribute for different elements. And the other line, it's Cabri Edition. It's a tribute for horses from Pancho Villa and Emiliano Zapata. And Revolutionary Edition, it's a tribute for each important battle in the Mexican Revolution. So when I talk this story, the story involves around the people to and close the people to the brand. And the another column is good looking cigars, good looking packaging, and of course the best way to keep the packaging ready is with Boveda. So we put an amazing box, amazing colors. Our box every time keeps the proper humidity.
Hold that up for the
humidity.
Camera.
Yeah.
Show them the top. Just close the lid and show them the top so they know what they're looking for. It is, really is a beautifully merchandised package.
Yes. And another important column from us is the quality of the Mexican tobacco.
Oh, and you have the seal, the Boveda package with Boveda steel. Thank you very much
for
opening that up again. So I can imagine a beautiful setting would be, we have fiesta, food, plenty of aromas from the food, experience the tequila, relax, enjoy the conversation, enjoy the food, cap it off with a beautiful cigar, and share the flavors of Mexico.
Yes, actually we made a very special event in Cinco de Mayo, of course. And I'm going in Cinco de Mayo this year to Miami, actually, to Florida, to make a huge event with Cinco de Mayo with Reserva La Familia. It's our partnership tequila and our cigars and mariachi. So I made a special pairing between, in the beginning with the Reposado and the last part with the Extrañejo, to make a proper transition between the complexity and the cigar. We changed the complexity in the tequilas with the mariachi music and the talk. It's amazing stuff. And another thing we do is the Casa 1910 experience. Every year we share invitations with the principal customers in US and Europe to go to Mexico for different cities. For example, the first Casa 1910 experience, it was in the Mexico City, in a beautiful hacienda, all entire weekend with a lot of different experience. Friday, a beautiful dinner, cocktail dinner. Saturday, all the very special places. We visit the very special places in that town, and we made a beautiful meal, dinner with cocktails, mariachi, folkloric ballet, and a lot of Mexican food and a lot of Mexican cocktails and different kind of spirits. And we released the new products. And the Sunday, it's more free for the attendees, so they can go to check a lot of places, and we take a very special brunch with Mexican style. And it's an amazing experience. And the 2023, we made in Tequila, Jalisco. So we show the agave fields, the process of the tequila from Reserva La Familia. We made a very special pairings, mariachi band, a lot of margaritas, of course. So it's an amazing experience to share Mexico with our customers.
Well, and it's beautiful. You're giving a historical perspective. You're giving people a chance to understand the history of Mexico. You're dealing with the art of the food, the art of the tequila, the art of the tobacco. It's really, it's hard to have this conversation without your mouth watering. You know, I think we're going to have to go to get a tacos tonight. It's going to happen. I really appreciate you letting us be a part of your story.
No, thank you so much for your support. Definitely, when we check the pack and everything, every time he say, guys, to my other co-founders, Jamie and Serge, and he say, guys, we need Bóvedas. We need Bóvedas because it's the best way to keep very in the great point of consumption, the cigars from the factory to the final consumer. In the beginning, we use Bóvedas, and we keep to use Bóvedas every time. So
it's beautiful.
It's amazing. Actually, in my proper humidors, I use Bóvedas. So
that's awesome. We appreciate it. Thanks so much. Congratulations on your awards. Congratulations on the spirit of hospitality that you bring to presenting your. It was great fun to get our group together and have a salute.
Amazing.
Before we start, and just really appreciate your graciousness in joining us and sitting with us.
No, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Casa 1910, a cigar that's very worthy of sharing the experience of Mexico.